This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Caroline McGregor. This year, the Vogue Theatre in Manistee is celebrating its 80th anniversary. The theatre reopened to the public in 2013 after a fundraising effort to refurbish the historic building. Theatres like the Vogue are being restored across the state and country as people feel a growing sense of nostalgia for neighbourhood theatres. Joining me today is David Mix, Vice President of the non-profit that restored the Vogue Theatre in Manistee. David, thanks for joining us today.
Caroline, thanks for asking. Good to be with you.
David, tell me a little bit, if you would, about the background of the Vogue Theatre.
Well, as you mentioned, we're celebrating our 80th birthday this year. The building was built in 1938, and at the time it was built, it was not only significant for the community, it was one of the biggest movie theaters in town. It had initially over 900 seats. Over the years, in the 1970s, the theater was converted into two screens, and subsequently it began to substantially deteriorate, hadn't been updated, and in the 1990s, there was an effort to try to restore it, but it fell into disrepair and was closed, for 6 or 7 years before a nonprofit organization started to look at the opportunity of reopening it. We started a very aggressive fundraising campaign locally, and in December of 2013, the theater was reopened as a two-screen theater, and we've been operating on a daily basis with first-run movies every single day since we opened on December 7th, 2013.
This has been a huge move on the part of a large segment of the community in Manistee to ensure the continued viability of this theater that sat empty basically for several years.
It was a huge, huge effort. I mean, the total restoration was about $2.7 million. It was the largest fundraising effort, the largest construction effort on River Street in Manistee in a long time, in fact, in the history of town. There were over 800 donors who contributed to the restoration of the theater. The community wanted to see it restored and saw it through, and they have continued to support it. It's extraordinary in a town the size of Manistee that we're selling over 60,000 tickets every year.
Were there any problems during the actual refurbishment of the theater?
We had a number of problems, from a very leaky roof and a very water-filled basement to asbestos was rampant throughout the building. But it was all things that come from rehabilitating an old building and getting it back in shape. And the beauty is that it still has the feel of a film house from the 1930s, 1940s.
How did the Vogue Theatre nonprofit organization actually garner the interest of the public?
Well, it's interesting because there were a very small group of people, I mean a handful of people, who initially saw this deteriorating building as, and historically significant, as something that really could conceivably have an impact on the downtown area. They began to literally engage the community in small meetings and then eventually large meetings. And they discovered from the economic impact study that it was very likely that the theater would have a dramatic impact on revitalizing the downtown area. We're seeing a real resurgence, and I think a lot of it is because with the restoration of the Vogue, people were coming into town, people were staying in town. A number of new restaurants and new businesses have opened on River Street in downtown Manistee. We talk about the fact that at the Vogue Theater, we're making memories again, and people share with us the memories that they had of the theater when they were young, and it was open and vibrant. And I think we're doing exactly that same thing today. This week is spring break, and every day this week we're running free films underwritten by local merchants who see the advantage of providing this sort of benefit for the community, and we're seeing great numbers throughout the week.
David, if you would, Tell me a little bit about Michael Moore's involvement, the well-known film director Michael Moore, who was behind the refurbishment of the State Theatre in Traverse City. Tell me how he became involved with the Vogue Theatre, if you would.
Well, Michael got involved in the very early days of the theatre. Obviously, we looked at what had happened with the State Theatre in Traverse City. Michael was incredibly helpful as we began to visualize what could happen and how we could renovate the theater. He put us on to vendors that he had used at the State Theater. Michael continued on the board, and certainly having his name associated with the Vogue Theater for the past few years has definitely been a great benefit for us.
David, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, it was a pleasure, and we just invite anyone who is here in the Manistee area to stop in and see what the community has really done in restoring a historic building here in downtown Manistee.